Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I hit that high note for my best friend, Rich Stambolian.
What is up, my Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa? How you doing this morning?
I would love to be a Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa.
You are my Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa, just beautiful. Like Carlos Santana. What's up?
Were you a Santana fan?
I was a Menza Santana fan. I really did like that album, though, where he had all the guest appearances.
You know what's funny? Like, I was telling someone, like, you know, he doesn't sing.
No.
I'm like, he plays a guitar. And they're like, no, he doesn't. He sings. That's him singing. I'm like, no, that's somebody totally different. Carlos Santana, just special appearances on every album.
They thought that song was Santana singing and not Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a show all about Carlos Santana and all of his interludes that he plays. No, it's all about professional wrestling. We've been doing this for about 10 years. Long time for us here. And the show keeps growing and growing. It's been fantastic. Guys, if you want to subscribe to us, if you're listening to this, do us a favor. Hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. Follow us everywhere that we're available. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're everywhere you can imagine. And everywhere you can imagine. And, of course, MySpace, Friendster. We're on all those platforms.
Napster.
LimeWire. Illegally download us on Kazaa.
Oh, that's a good one.
You could find us on all the podcast platforms, so you could go there. Rich, what a week of professional wrestling. We did a show on Saturday last week, right?
It was fun. I like those Saturday shows.
I do too.
We got a little discombobulated. Truth be told, I had technical difficulties. My laptop like bit the dust, so it was in the shop, and it was a whole big to-do to get to the show, which was the ultimate destination.
You just needed a tire rotation, dude.
You know what? My laptop was a car.
Yeah, that's how you stream.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
A lot's going on, obviously. So I want to go right into it. You start with the news, Rich.
Let's do it, man. This is some business news here. MLW files a antitrust lawsuit against WWE. Apparently, WWE stopped a streaming deal with MLW and Tubi.
Yes, which is owned by Fox.
Interesting.
So this is interesting. So this, I saw that Sean had posted like a quote tweet to something he had posted in October where this is what happened. MLW had struck a deal with Tubi. I believe they were supposed to announce it in like September, early first week in September. I had seen the press release. They were announcing this deal and they were told to not put it out. And then the deal fell apart. And allegedly, and by the way, this is all alleged, right? Stephanie is the one who reportedly stopped it. Tubi is owned by Fox. And I believe Dave Meltzer said today on Wrestling Observer Radio that essentially Stephanie said, like, we'll kill the Fox deal for us. We don't want to be on Fox if you're going to have them.
Interesting. Now, I find that so fascinating.
I haven't heard that personally. I spoke to a couple of people. Obviously, this is a big legal thing, so you're going to hear a whole bunch of stuff. But I have to tell you, the lawyers that MLW has hired are very, I mean, these guys are sharks. One of them is a very well-known San Francisco attorney. Two of them are very well-known New York attorneys. One's a financial guy and another one is, here in New York. Very interesting how this is going to play out because their case is that WWE is doing antitrust practices. They are, They're essentially blocking other companies, professional wrestling companies, from getting placement in television or arenas or whatever due to their influence because they're so big. Now, you know, there's so many moving parts to this. There is wrestling on Tubi, as far as I know. Other organizations are on Tubi. I think Catalyst Wrestling is on Tubi right now. So I find it interesting that, you know, MLW believes that this is a major problem. Now, if they did call Tubi and say, hey, listen, you got to kill this deal, maybe there's grounds for that, but you got to prove that happened. Also, they also claim that the Vice deal kind of fell apart due to Vince and WWE.
Wow. Okay.
But I don't know how much ground exists for that. Listen, I'd love to, obviously, they're not going to want to talk about it on the show if I bring in somebody from MLW because this is a lawsuit, but Vince, it was noted that Vince was pissed off at Vice for the MLW deal. I would be more pissed off at Dark Side of the Ring.
Why is that?
Because the entire thing, I mean, a lot of those episodes are very against WWE.
I think not outright, but yes.
It doesn't make them look great.
It doesn't make them look great. I think when you watch them, there is that feeling of like, ooh, F Vince and F WWE. But they don't, it's a weird thing because they don't outright say anything. It's just like, well, this is what happened at the time of the employ where they were there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So so they're going up against Jerry McDivitt, right? That's the assumption here. These guys are big time lawyers. Like, you know, this Jerry McDivitt, if he is going against these guys, he's going up against some real big time, big time attorneys. So this is going to be interesting how this plays out. I don't think this will go to trial or anything. I think this will be settled in some way, or it'll be thrown out totally. But you have to prove a lot of manipulation in order to show that, you know, WWE's doing antitrust practices. But, you know, we've seen stuff like this, you know, in the past. We heard, you know, with the Garden. Here's a great example. What happened at the Garden with New Japan?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, WWE squashed that deal. And it wasn't until Sinclair's attorneys got involved and Sinclair got involved, then the show went back on. But if you guys remember, that show was not going to happen.
Right. It was very tenuous because of the whole history with WWE and the Garden.
Yeah. What happened to the AAA show they were going to run? Do you remember that?
They ran it.
Who was running it? No, they didn't. I don't think they ran it.
No, they ran it. I remember because the day of that show, there was a line around the block. And I had a gig and I was walking to Penn Station and I was like, oh, yeah, that thing's tonight.
They did run it. They did run it. Yeah, September 15, 2019. Oh, but no, but they ran it in the Hulu Theater. They didn't run it in the actual Garden.
Which is, it's in the same building, but still.
Yeah. So June 5th, 2018, it was reported that AAA secured two dates to run a show in Madison Square Garden due to MSG's executives not being happy, being unhappy with WWE running the rival Barclays. That's what happened. But I guess they didn't sell enough because they underestimated or overestimated the capabilities of the Hispanic viewership in New York. Didn't really work out too well for them.
Yeah.
But 3,000 people, not bad.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Not bad at all. So
apparently Vince was pissed.
Apparently he was pissed. So, I mean, the only tie-in I could see as him having, like, he doesn't really have any ties. There's no, like, WWE programming on Vice, but A&E owns Vice, part of the same thing.
Wow.
What are you drinking, Robitussin?
I'm drinking, this is a little kombucha. This is a little Dr. Brew crisp apple kombucha. Let's try to get this sponsorship.
What do you got, some lean over there?
Yeah, it's Scissorp.
Yeah, Scissorp. So this was interesting. I'm really interested to see how this works out. Fascinating stuff.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to move on?
Yeah.
So this is a story, I think, out of left field. Corey Graves cleared for an in-ring return. I'm thinking Royal Rumble. What are you thinking, Andrew?
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking Royal Rumble, too. Listen, man, the guy, he hasn't wrestled since 2014, when his career ended. You know, there were a lot of high hopes for him. Remember, I remember people talking about him all the time. Early NXT days, you know, he was one of those guys. He really transitioned into commentary really well. You know, if they do one-offs like this, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Is there room for Corey Graves to make it to the top, get that IC belt, get that U.S. championship? I think it's interesting that they're putting this guy back in the ring.
Well, they didn't say that he's going to be rest. They said he's cleared. So, maybe one-off. Listen, if you could have some tag matches, you could have him in the Rumble. I know something happened in 2020, where he was kind of like thinking about coming back.
Very interesting. I like him as an announcer. It would be kind of cool for him to, you know who I want him to see him go against in a weird way?
Who?
Pat McAfee.
Him and McAfee. Wow, that'd be interesting.
Just go at it. You know, kind of almost do the same thing that McAfee did with Cole, but with Corey Graves, basically going like, I'm supposed to be the cool dude announcer, not you.
Dude, WrestleMania match.
I'd love to see that.
That'd be interesting.
Like a bamboo kendo stick.
Yeah, you put Michael Cole on a pole or a shark cage.
Shark tank.
Winner gets all rights to Michael Cole services. That's how you do it.
Also, real quick, guys, if you're going to super chat us, we appreciate it. You can super chat us through the show. We will address them at the end of the show when we do questions. And if you super chat us, your question will be answered before anybody else's.
Thank you. PW Insider is reporting NXT Creative has been restructured. It's no longer operating independently. Bruce Pritchard is now running it, essentially. Johnny Russo is now head of NXT writing team. This is it. This is not the NXT at all that people fell in love with. It's a whole different company now.
Isn't that fascinating? But like, so I've been watching the last 2 weeks, right? And for the last year, we've been talking about how NXT needs a breath of fresh air, right? I do think this is a breath of fresh air, and it's kind of interesting how that crowd in the NXT zone.
Is that what it is? The Capital Wrestling Arena?
I'll call it. It'll always be the NXT zone.
Okay.
That crowd in the NXT zone, they kind of pop for these new guys, you know, like Grayson. There was a back and forth Grayson Waller, AJ Styles two nights ago, which I think is very interesting. You know, like it's not, I feel like in the landscape where there are really no more indie darlings left, this is what you get, right? You get these guys that you may not have heard of, like your Grayson Waller, and they're Bron Breakker, and they're on a big stage. I'm not okay with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm totally cool. This is a weird thing that I'm totally cool with, but you know, like the news bit said, this is basically WWE part two without 2.0 without the Triple H stuff and all the producers are gone and all that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is developmental now. That's literally what it is at this point. And yeah, I spoke to a couple people there, and it's interesting how narratives shift depending on the time frame, right? Because for the longest time, every time I would talk to people within WWE, they were so excited about NXT that this was a really cool and hip product, right? This was their rock and roll. By the way, NXT did 647,000 viewers. Not bad.
Oh, not at all, right?
Not bad at all.
And it wasn't the best show, to be honest.
And it wasn't
you.
The best show, no. But they're hanging on. This is their, I mean, their 18 to 49 is not great, 180,000. They're a much older show. But, I mean, you look at the overall number, you're thinking like, okay, this is not, it's not falling off a cliff with no top tier talent.
Do you think it's because the guys that they're currently trying to push now are like kind of like big eye-catching dudes?
I think that this is the core viewership for the show, and it'll stay here for a while. I don't know if it's the characters or just people just not changing the channel after whatever, you know, NCIS or whatever the hell's on before that.
Well, look at Bron Breakker. He's very eye-catching, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Big guy. Zion Quinn. That guy looks like $1 million. New guy, right? Grayson Waller. He's got something. You know, I'm not a fan of his like weirdo loose basketball like gear, yeah. But you know, he's got something. These are all like bigger dudes as opposed to like all the guys that kind of came and went over the last few years. And maybe that weird mandate that we talked about a few months ago is kind of working, right?
Yeah. You know, I it's so early to tell because this is still, I think some people are still shocked that this is happening, you know, because it like went away. And so the narrative was always that this was like rock and roll, right? And I constantly bring that up, like when I compare stuff, like it's an easy comparison to make, but it was hip. It was metal. It was Triple H's thing. It was pure wrestling. It was.
Yeah, yeah.
You essentially took Ring of Honor, the best of Ring of Honor and the best of the indies, and you put them in a controlled environment and gave them national exposure. For me, the NXT that I loved was, you know, like 2016, 17, 18. I mean, that was fantastic stuff. Mm. We are so away from that. So when I was talking to somebody there and they said, hey, listen, look at it this way, right? We're in the business of making money.
Right.
How much money do you think we made on NXT? And I said, I don't think you guys made anything on this. I think you guys lost money. He goes, yeah, we didn't really make money on this. It was running at a loss. We know that for a while. I don't know towards the end. I don't know what the financials were, but there was no, they were not a touring brand. They weren't selling. I mean, when we, like 2016, they were touring, but that went away.
Yeah, that went away. You know, do you think, because you're a numbers guy, do you think that lack of revenue was made up for with their merchandise sales?
No, it wasn't. And that was the problem.
Really?
Yeah, listen, I you know, you look at, yeah, merch sales when they run a big arena, but once a quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not really selling too much merch running in it at full sale in front of a couple hundred people. They're creating talent, obviously, but it was already pre-existing talent that they're wasting away. And, you know, we would say this all the time. Rich, I think you said it for Nakamura. When he debuted, you're like, you know, it's cool that he's there, but why is he not on main WWE TV? Right? You're bringing a guy such momentum. IWGP Intercontinental Champion, IWGP Heavyweight Champion, right? This guy had a big following, 2016, the peak of his career. And you put him on NXT in front of a couple hundred thousand people watching on the network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at that. If I tell you that, you're going to say, well, you know what? That is, you are right. That guy should not have been on NXT. And that was the same argument for a lot of people. So I think what they did, they kind of reassessed this and looked at the P&Ls and said, listen, we're paying these guys a lot of money to be down there. They're top tier talent. Why don't we move them to TV?
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. I don't, again, like, I loved NXT. I love that version of NXT.
Oh,
It's just, it didn't make sense in today's climate. And I get that. I get it because you're competing with AEW on a mainstream level. Even, listen, some people will say, oh, they're not competing, it's not competitive, but they are competing. They're on national television with top tier talent on both brands running primetime TV. It's competition.
Can I paint a picture for you?
Paint me a nice picture.
Would NXT have been in a different space if they didn't jump the gun and put a lot of these guys on the main roster? Now imagine your NXT roster with still Joe, Balor, Nakamura, Gargano, Ciampa, Undisputed, and then some of the ladies that didn't go up. Do you think that would have made a better show on USA?
Yeah, but I don't think... If NXT, well, here, if AEW didn't exist and they didn't go head to head with them, I think that would have been the way to do it. 100%.
You know, going back to what you said about the money making thing. I think it's very interesting when WWE really sinks their teeth into something, right? I'm going to use Finn Balor as an example, right? As much as we love the guy, we loved him in Japan, loved him on NXT, right? When they were like, holy shit, this dude comes out in different costumes, he would make an amazing toy, let's put him on the main roster. I think he probably made them like truckloads of money by merch sales and toy sales alone. I think he's got like 36 figures, by the way.
Oh, Finn Balor? Like, yeah.
Like toys. I think he has 36 like action figures of him, you know, which is like really nuts, you know? So like when they do something marketing-wise, they do it 100% right, you know?
Yeah, no, they're fantastic at marketing. You know, it's just wrestling shifted. And I hate that this NXT that we have today is not what we loved. Not to say this isn't going to do okay, but it's doing what it's going to do. It's developmental. I think if they maintain the sixes and the sevens, I think USA is going to be fine with it. When I speak to people there, they've always said that they're fine with the ratings. You know, I don't know how they add. I haven't spoken to anybody in the ad sales side to know, you know, if they're selling ads. Because at the end of the day, guys, that's what matters. Forget about the P1s, the P2s, all that nonsense, right? At the end of the day, if your sales team cannot sell ads for the product, you're worthless. And they're not having that issue right now, as far as I could tell.
There's also like an ebb and flow to that WWE mentality. And like from my perspective, it seems like we're, and like take this as like a metaphor, right? WWE ebbs and flows between your Mason Ryans and your El Genericos, right? It's either... You want like they'll do the big guy stuff and then forget about the indie guys, or they'll really concentrate on the indie guys for a bit, you know? Okay. So it's like,
hey, you said something very interesting. You hit the nail on the head with what the point was going to be with NXT originally. So you brought up, you know, give me a guy from that era, like 2016 era, up and coming guy.
That like was an indie.
Yeah, I'm looking at the post-it that I have here. Just to think about it. I know we're spending a lot of time on NXT here, and we're going to move on. And the biggest act to come out of NXT, homegrown, was The Revival.
Okay.
Right? You would pair... So, like, okay, like a perfect 10, Ty Dillinger, right, in NXT. You would bring in top guys to work with him to put him over. Kona Reeves, another guy. Here we go. Kona Reeves,
oh, yeah.
Great example.
Yeah, for sure.
Kona Reeves would be there, and then you would have like a Finn Balor, and mm-hmm. it would work together to elevate Kona Reeves.
Right.
But when your roster turns into DIY, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Cedric Alexander, Bobby Roode, I mean, the list goes on. None of these are homegrown talent. They've been established for a decade already.
Journeymen.
They're journeymen. And why would you put them on a product that gets half the eyeballs? I'm not saying this is my opinion. I'm saying this is the point of view.
No. Like I think we can unpack this a lot. You know, that's an interesting thing. And right now that NXT 2.0 is, we mentioned this last week. We mentioned it the week before that and the week before that. This version of NXT are guys who aren't journeymen in the traditional sense. They are guys who are moldable to be what the company wants them to be.
Yeah, bingo. Because we have heard it over and over again. Indie guys come in with bad habits. Not like they're smoking, you know, crack on the corner. bad habits like the way they work and the way they talk. It doesn't fit the WWE way of thinking. And it's harder to break those habits because you've done something that's worked for you. And you're going to say, no, F off. This has worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I'm recording the show. Thank God.
Oh, I'm very glad about that.
Yeah, thank God. So, I mean, we could talk about NXT, and we should do a deep dive in NXT one day. We should
absolutely
do like a Patreon show, because I think there's a lot to talk about here and where it's going. Obviously, the writing has changed. Bruce Pritchard taking over writing. Johnny Russo is the head of the writing team now. You know, everybody has to report to Pritchard. So, interesting stuff. I'm curious to see where this goes and see what happens with the writing. By the way, do you know what gimmick I absolutely hated on NXT this week?
What's that?
I want you to guess what character I hated the most. It'll fall in line with the Orange Cassidy stuff that I wasn't a big fan of.
It can't be Tony D'Angelo.
No. Who was the person in like the onesie?
The onesie?
Oh, you missed it.
I was in and out of this, to be honest.
Wendy Cho.
Like, I saw most of it.
Wendy Cho.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. She's like the pajama girl.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I saw people saying like it's awesome, whatever. It's cool. Whatever you like, you like. For me,
it's fun.
I thought it was absurd. Not a fan.
Because you don't like lazy people.
I don't like lazy wrestling. Yeah, like that whole like sloth thing, I don't like.
You don't like lazy looking people. You're very judgy.
Yeah, but you know what? She's not bad. She's not bad in the ring.
No,
she stops.
Yeah.
First of all, I hate onesies. I don't think anybody should sleep in pajamas. Everybody should just be sleeping nude.
How do you sleep?
I sleep in like a chamber, like a coffin. I get butt naked and I go inside of a coffin and I tell Jess to lock it at night.
Is the coffin like constantly spinning? Is it like a perpetual motion coffin?
It's just hanging. So sometimes it just moves.
Like a pendulum?
Yeah, like a pendulum. Isn't that how everybody sleeps?
Sure.
I guess it's like the weird, you know. The weird Andrew thing. I don't know.
I imagine you sleeping in a full like 1940s pajama suit.
No, very, very much the opposite. Very much the opposite.
Well, like a tuxedo.
Tuxedo, man. Yeah. The forbidden door is open in WWE. Rich, what do you think of this?
I think it's going to be a letdown surprise, but a fun surprise. I think it's either going to be Jericho or Bryan Danielson.
I have to tell you, somebody asked me like what I know about this. I've heard so much mucky reporting on this. Like
yeah,
people
oh, yeah.
like being like, hey, I think this like sources, like people that are like sources like telling me like ridiculous things. My opinion, I think we may get a couple like older returns. Maybe we'll get some Impact Wrestling guys. You know who I'd love to see? Charlie Haas.
Charlie Haas would be fantastic.
Shelton's in the
ring.
Yeah. I would love to see that.
Do a little thing with Shelton.
By the way, we're going to have Charlie Haas on the show.
Great. So what forbidden... Because this was reported, I think, by WrestleVotes first, right? And basically the whole thing was they're open to it. They want to do a surprise, but I wouldn't get my hopes up. Now, who do you think would be the forbidden door for them to make people go nuts at the Rumble?
It would have to... There's only two people. In my opinion.
Okay.
Jericho and Danielson.
Okay.
Those are the
same
two.
Thing.
They would go. Yeah. Was that your pick?
I just said that like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah. I didn't. I'm sorry. I was thinking about how I sleep.
I don't think you got enough sleep in your coffin last night.
I got no sleep in my coffin last night. No, those two would be the two. Realistically, I would imagine Like, who's in Impact right now that was there?
Gallows and Anderson?
Maybe Gallows and Anderson. Okay. Braun Strowman, maybe. You could have him do something.
Sure. Zack Ryder.
Definitely Zack Ryder. I could see him doing something.
Nick Aldis would be cool.
Nick Aldis, but I don't think it's going to be that. You know, this whole, like, the Mickie James thing is interesting to me, that she's in the Rumble. Also, that Women's Rumble is all retired wrestlers.
Yeah. Which is kind of interesting.
I guess they don't have enough on the women's roster right now, which is interesting. Very different than a couple years ago.
Do you think this is their, without calling it Legends showing up, this is their modern version of, like Legends Night?
Maybe. Some of the names are interesting to see. Like, I'm curious if Trish is going to show up.
Okay.
Like, I would love to see, like, everybody's eliminated. It's Trish, Mickey, and Lita in the ring. You know, you could do that spot, which I'm into.
You need two new and two old. So you'd have to have Trish, Lita, Bianca Belair, and like Doudrop or something.
Didn't they do that a couple years ago?
Yeah, I think they've done that in the last couple of Rumbles. Yeah. Like,
all right, I could keep doing that. Yeah, I could keep doing that. That's okay. It doesn't do anything bad to me, but I don't know. Give me your top, like, realistic top five Forbidden Door in the Rumble.
Realistic. Danielson, Jericho.
You think it's realistic?
Right? I think it's realistic. You know what? I'm going to throw a name out there that I feel like it would drive people more crazy, and I think it would be my number one pick if it happened. Cody.
That would be a big one. But
Wouldn't that be huge?
Listen, I don't want to say it's going to be a letdown, because I don't want to put anything in people's heads, but I just say go in there with no assumptions, and you'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Even another AJ Styles.
I would love another AJ Styles moment, because that was a huge, huge surprise for many people. Very interesting stuff, this Forbidden Door stuff. But I know that they are talking AEW for some talent for documentary stuff. And that's very easy to assume who would, you know, Jericho, Danielson, Punk probably won't do it. I don't think they're going to go to him. But Mox. You know, there's certain people there. There's a lot of people there that could do stuff for a documentary. Very interesting stuff.
The Rumble entrant, I feel like, has to be a person that can take a loss and not have it affect them. You know, so Danielson, Jericho, Mox, Cody, those guys.
I don't think it's going to be AEW, man. I think it's going to be Impact.
You think it's going to be Impact?
Yeah, maybe one person, maybe two people. From Impact, that's about it. I can't see them doing more. Listen, I'd love for them to do more. But
Moose,
I don't know.
I think it might be Moose.
Moose. That'd be great. Yeah. They would love Moose. WWE returned to Saudi Arabia February 19th, and big shockers. I think we had reported this like months ago. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, for sure. You put it on the internet.
Yeah, like November-ish? Like the last time that they went, last time we announced that they were going there, I was told that they were running a show in, you know, early October, early February. So February 19th, it's a Saturday. First time they're running a Saturday. So it is a premium live event. Wow. So they're treating it like a pay-per-view. All right. The last show was great. They had a really good show in Saudi Arabia. I'm telling you, that Goldberg match was fantastic.
You think that's like his weird thing where he can only have a good match in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, man. Him and Mansoor, man. That's the match I want to see.
Mansoor.
Yeah.
Sid.
What else do we have?
So Mickie James. Actually, I want you to read this.
Yeah.
I texted you about this before. Mickie James retains Knockout Women's title.
Oh, God.
At Hard to Kill.
Yeah. Mickie James retains the Knockouts Women's title at Hard to Kill. Defeated Diane Perrozzo in a Texas death match.
I could not stop laughing this morning.
Who the hell is Diane Perrozzo?
Diane Perrozzo.
MG Geek, our producer, the spelling bee champion. Master on whatever sociology. Planet. You know what the problem is? He is a spelling bee champion, but not on this planet. From the planet Zoltar. That's how they spell. Deonna Purrazzo, she defeated Deonna Purrazzo in the Texas Deathmatch. I'd love to see Deonna Purrazzo show up, but I don't think that's going to happen either.
I'd like to see Diane Purrazzo show up.
Oh, yeah, Diane Purrazzo. She's a fantastic wrestler, that Diane Purrazzo. Can't wait to see what she does in her career.
So
I hope that. Oh, there's so much more, too.
It's funny because you know he doesn't do this shit on purpose. It's great.
he wrote, "That's how they have it listed, so don't bust my balls." That's what he said.
Diane Purrazzo.
Oh my god. I can't. I look forward to the mistakes.
Same here. You know? I don't even correct them anymore.
No, I don't either. I want to keep them in.
Give me that sociology, baby. That's all I want.
Yeah. Tony Schiavone has signed an extension on his AEW contract. It's going to be there until 2024. That's when the TV deal runs out. So, by the way, they're getting ready to negotiate a new TV deal here.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. GCW, the world, WRLD, the world on GCW from the Hammerstein will be on pay-per-view on January 23rd.
Oh, awesome.
Big show for them, huh?
I think... your main event has Ruby Soho, or one of your main events has Ruby Soho in it.
I got to see the card. Cool. I'm not as up on GCW as I should be. Yeah. I know they're doing some pretty cool stuff, so I haven't, you know, I got to follow it a little bit more. I know there are some real diehard GCW fans in our audience, so
yeah,
I got to start following that up. Listen, good for them, man. They're running that in one year. Look at the difference. They're running the Hammerstein. They got a pay-per-view. They're in New York City. Maybe a TV deal coming up somewhere?
I think New York City has become the, in the last couple of years, it's really cemented itself as like the home for wrestling. By default,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, they look at it this way, right? You got 9 million people. You got more than that. I forgot the New York City metro area. You got millions of people.
Say 11
easy
million.
Accessible, 11 million. It's an easy accessible market. People will go to shows. Yeah, listen, you're going to oversaturate eventually, but this show sold out in like seconds.
Yeah.
So fantastic. Good for them. In the middle of a pandemic, you know? WWE TV, you want to run through this really quick?
Also, real quick, Peacemaker drops today on HBO Max.
So are you a fan of this?
I'm a huge fan. I love that new Suicide Squad movie. John Cena is tremendous. He's been doing press as Peacemaker. On different talk shows.
He's not real, man. John Cena's not a real boy.
John Cena's not a real person. And I think like it works, man. Like the three episodes dropped today and the reviews came in already that they're friggin' phenomenal.
Oh, is it really? Really? That's good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. So I'm excited to watch that. A lot of content drops this week.
His acting is interesting to me.
Did you see The Suicide Squad?
I saw parts of it. I started watching it and I never finished it.
It's really good. You should watch the whole thing. Like, he's very good in it. That whole cast is amazing. Like, him and Idris Elba have, like, an insane amount of chemistry.
You know what you need behind you?
What?
You need a Dr. Zoidberg figure.
All right. I'll look into that.
Yeah. I want to get you one.
Yeah, you going to get me a big Zoidberg?
Dr. Zoidberg. Let's see. Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley opened up the segment on Raw. Lesnar told a knock-knock joke. Chad Gable and Otis beat Randy Orton and Riddle to win the tag team championship. So now I guess this is going to be the WrestleMania thing, huh? You're going to have Riddle and Orton at WrestleMania. I think that's a cool match.
That's cool. It's been building, right? They actually did they're actually doing the slow build for this, which is kind of cool. Good for Randy. Good for Riddle. Who do you think is going to come out on top on that? Is Randy going to pass the torch to Riddle?
I would imagine. I would imagine they would do it because I was not a fan of this tag team until I was a fan. You know what I mean? Like, it just clicked.
Yeah.
They've done a pretty good job at making this work. It's long term telling, man. Randy and him get along well, so fantastic.
Long-term sociology.
Great sociology from both of them. Alexa Bliss vignette with a therapist. Come on.
Where are they going with Alexa Bliss?
I don't know, man. What the hell happened here? This is so weird.
Do you think they muddled her up so much to the point where they can't get back to where they started?
Their brains just stop working. I don't know. Can you go back full, like go back to regular Alexa Bliss? I don't know if you can. Like, so what's her gimmick now? Is she still like a spooky girl?
I think she's torn.
She's torn. Okay.
Yeah. I, you know, like It's one of those things where, like, did they really need to mess with her that much to get to this point?
I didn't hate the Bray stuff at all. I thought it kind of fell off the cliff when she was talking to the doll and on the swing with Eva Marie. I thought that was, like, getting absurd. I don't know. I hope it works for her. I'll tell you that. Nikki Ash turned on Rhea Ripley. Nikki Ash is now a supervillain. Who cares? Seth Rollins beat Big E clean in the match. This is going to lead to, I guess. So we now know that the plan was that Seth was going to win the title.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So now they're flipping things around here. So they've kind of got to muddy with this because Drew's hurt. Roman was out of that match. So it kind of changed everything.
It really did. And plus Vince has had a 20-year boner for Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Stable. It's like an unbeatable 20-year erection for that guy.
He married Sable. Dewdrop beat Liv Morgan and Bianca Belair. She does a bonsai drop now.
Great.
She does a bonsai drop. We're bringing that back. And she will face Becky at the Rumble for the title. Becky prevented Bianca from winning. Let's see. NXT, you want to run? Do you want to even go through NXT since we spent so much time on NXT?
No, we can skip it. It's fine. Nothing major happened. Your main event was AJ Styles versus Grayson Waller. It was fun. And then LA Knight comes out. Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched most of it. Yeah, like 90% of it.
Did you watch the main event?
I did watch the main event. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, as a fan,
yeah.
At the end of the match, you know, AJ turns to Grayson Waller and he's like, hey, by the way, a friend of mine's coming out. And who did you think his friend was going to be?
I thought it wasn't going to be. I did not expect it to be LA Knight.
Me neither.
I thought it was going to be like someone totally random, like not a real friend, like anybody in the locker room.
I thought it was going to be Samoa Joe, to be honest with you.
How did he say it? What did he say to him?
This is not verbatim, but
no, I want
like,
the voice.
Hey man, I got news for y'all. Friend of mine's going to come out and say what's up to you. And it was like a threatening thing. And then LA Knight's music hits. And I was like, I guess they're friends because they worked at Impact at the same time.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
Like, you know, if you worked at a Target and you saw the cashier once, and you're
that's
like,
what
oh,
it is.
You
know, yeah.
We work in the same building.
Yeah. What did you think of Battle of the Belts?
You know what? I liked it. I liked it. It was interesting what they did with the interim stuff. I like the Ricky Starks match. I like the Britt Baker match. You know, it was fun. I got a question for you, though. Did this need to happen?
What?
Battle of the Belts. Did the whole thing need to happen?
I don't know what happened here. When I was told about this, I was never told it was an hour, and the assumption was that it was going to be 2 hours, because I think we mentioned this like months ago, that they were going to do this, they were going to run a special, it was going to be like a Clash type thing. The show should have been 2 hours. I would imagine, and I'm willing to bet on this because of how well it did in the ratings, because the numbers grew as the night went on.
Interesting.
They finished off like in the high sevens, mid to high sevens. I would imagine that the next one that they do would be 2 hours, and maybe this was like a pilot.
You think this is like the litmus test to gauge
possibly
interest on a Saturday night?
I spoke to someone over there and they were like, oh yeah, we're going to be doing like this Clash, but we can't call it that. So we're calling it Battle of the Belts. It's the, it's the name of the Florida stuff. And I was like, oh, that's going to be cool. So, but the way he said it, like everybody assumed it was 2 hours. And then immediately we found out, no, it's an hour, but they may do 2 hours. You know, it was never like, I don't think anybody wanted the 1 hour show.
Do you think this was like a little superfluous, Grant, especially after there was an entire week of nonstop wrestling?
Yeah. I don't think it affected them. I don't think it hurt them.
No.
I also don't think anybody watched Wrestle Kingdom this year, unfortunately.
I think it was us and a few other people that we talked to on the internet.
I got to tell you, like, they had some great matches, man. Fantastic matches, but there was zero hype. And, you know, I'm hoping that they have a better year when things open up more. and more talent could come across, and they could bring more talent to more across. They definitely need a U.S. partner right now. I'll tell you
that. I agree with
that. With exposure. 100%. With exposure.
Yes. A big U.S. partner with exposure.
Yeah.
No. HBO Max, dude.
Listen, I know that. I would love that, man. But they're on Access now, so we'll see what happens. Here we go. AEW Dynamite, Rich, go into this.
All right. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish open the show. The Bucks come out. They do a little like kerfuffle between them, jaw-jacking back and forth. And then the best friends come out to challenge them, which is kind of cool because now you're, since the best friends have a lady on their team, who better than to be introduced than Dr. Britt Baker, Adam Cole's legit wife at this point, or fiance,
girlfriend,
or whatever.
Girlfriend, fiance. Girlfriend.
And Britt Baker now is on the team, so we're getting a Adam Cole, Britt Baker, Orange Cassidy, Chris Statlander.
Were you surprised by this? Because I was really surprised.
I was not super surprised by it. I kind of like where this is going, but at the same time, I'm a little bit over the best friends, to be honest with you. But I do like the idea of like the super elite, the super undisputed elite.
Yeah, I'm cool with this. You know, obviously it's going to turn into the split with the Bucks. But I'm fine with this. I thought this was done well. I like that they were going to do the double kiss and she came, she stopped it and gave him a kiss. I thought that was, you know, they did a good... Listen, cool stuff. I was into it.
Yeah, next up you had CM Punk beating Wardlow.
Oh,
further twisting the screws of Wardlow's face turn, which I'm very, very excited about.
So, immediately after this match, like 20 minutes later, I got a message from someone saying, I am willing to bet CM Punk will never take 8 power bombs in his life ever again.
Never. No effing way. But the fact that he did it, good for him. Good for that guy. So, and a power bomb through a table.
And a power bomb through a table with no DQ. I had a couple issues with this match.
Go ahead.
On paper, like if I'm talking to you and I'm like, and this is what we're going to do and this is what we're going to do, it sounds great. Sounds grand. In execution, though, it really made Wardlow look like a dummy.
In what regard?
But because, like, he beat him. He beat him flat. Yeah. Like, he beat him. Not only did he beat him, he had his foot on him. He was pinning him with his foot, and he had to take it off for MJF. Like, when MJF jumped on, you know, like, I get what they were doing. I thought it was fine. It built it. But I honestly thought what was going to happen, he was going to attack CM Punk and cost Wardlow the match.
I kind of like what they did because it's, you know, Wardlow's character. It has not been established if Wardlow's character is a genius or not.
We have not.
Established that. But I do like how he's kind of like a little bit torn. And now it's like, holy shit, hindsight is 2020. All the times I could have won. I could have beat CM Punk if I hadn't listened to him. You know, that's the story, right? I could have beat this guy. I had him dead to rights if it wasn't for you, MJF. And you know what? I think he's going to screw MJF out of that CM Punk match.
That'd
and you're
going to cool.
set
yeah.
up that Wardlow. What I would like, Wardlow screws MJF. And then you have Wardlow versus the entire Pinnacle. And he just runs through all those dudes.
I think that'd be cool. Listen, I'm a fan of Wardlow's. I think they have something in him, and they need some of those big monster guys to kind of pop you when you're channel surfing. Obviously, he's also good in the ring. Great show in the last couple of weeks. I don't know. Like, I'm curious what the chat room thinks of that of what they did in that match. He murdered CM Punk in that match, top to bottom. Just dismantled him.
Punk gave him a lot too. Like that's kind of cool. Like I think
that is, yeah, made him look great.
You know, made him look great. And also, speaking of big dudes, your next match was Dante Martin beating Powerhouse Hobbs, two big dude losses in a row. Very interesting because these guys arguably are two of the futures of the company, right?
Yeah.
Wardlow and Powerhouse. That was fun. I like Taz jawjacking during the match too about how they're going to make Dante Martin pay. So it's kind of cool that the story's not over with them.
No, it's not over. Well, what do you think they're going to be in a year?
Dante Martin and Hobbs?
Yeah.
Hobbs, I'm going to say a nice run with that TNT title. And I want to say once Dante's brother gets better, they'll have a solid run with those tag belts.
Interesting.
Or Dante gets that FTW championship sooner than later to rub it in Taz's face.
I just got a very interesting message that I have to tell you off the air.
Was it from AARP?
It was AARP, yeah. I'm qualifying in a couple of years. Sorry.
Who's
about
it
that,
from? Right? Can you tell me who it's from?
I cannot. Not publicly.
Is it the person you talked to me about this morning?
It's Drake.
Like Champagne Poppy?
Champagne Poppy, yeah. Great.
Next up, you had Hangman.
You think I'm kidding?
I don't think
maybe
Drake
I am, maybe I'm not.
Phone.
Maybe I am, Drake maybe does, I'm not.
Drake is too rich to know how to use a phone.
He doesn't need a phone. He just yells out. Go ahead.
Next up, Hangman cuts a promo. Dan Lambert comes out, cuts a great promo on Hangman, tells him. This reminded me of the Mr. Burns Don Mattingly thing where he keeps telling him to shave his sideburns and Dan Lambert keeps saying, hey, you're not a cowboy. But he's like, I am a cowboy. I worked on a farm. I raised cattle, et cetera, et cetera. And you had the return of Lance Archer at the end of that.
Okay, so so obviously Jake was not there. He has some health issues right now. He had COVID. He has some issues. What do you think of this match between the two?
Hangman versus Archer?
Yeah.
I think Archer is one of those dudes that can work extremely well with everybody. And he is so believable that even if he loses, you still think like, oh man, it's this guy. You still think he's going to win, even though his track record isn't that great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious. So I don't think this was going to be how they were doing it. I'll just put it out that way.
Okay.
I was told how they were booking this, and this is not how it was going to be booked. This was changed.
That's very interesting that we talked about that before.
Yeah. So yeah.
You got to be careful with the kayfabe.
Yeah. I'm going to kayfabe this a little bit because I don't want to overexpose anybody, but this was not going to be the promo and the way that they were doing it. This was put together due to some reason. So
very interesting.
Listen, I love the Big Hoss matches, you know?
Yeah. He's another good big guy they have on their roster. They have a lot of good big dudes, you know, Luchasaurus, Lance Archer, Hobbs, Wardlow, one of the Bear Country guys. I forgot his name.
Big Bear Bronson and the other one?
Yeah, the other one. The other one's gigantic. And what's his name, too? Butcher,
yeah.
Next up, you had Serena Deeb beating Hikaru Shida after a ref stoppage. Do you think this is Shida taking some time off?
Maybe. I don't know. It was okay. The match was okay. I didn't love it. Like I get it. I think Serena Deeb is fantastic. It's mm-hmm. I would have loved to see her, you know, in this role years ago, but she's really become like a top tier, you know, female wrestler in that company right now.
People were saying online that the Royal Rumble surprises is going to be the return of the Straight Edge Society.
All of them?
Yeah.
Oh man, that'd be fantastic.
Next up, arguably my favorite moment of the night. You had Pentagon beating Matt Hardy. After the lights go out, Malakai Black shows up, attacks Pentagon. Varsity Blondes make the save. They're kicking the crap out of Aleister Black, kicking the crap out of him. Julia Hart stops everybody. Aleister Black starts laughing. Mm-hmm. The lights go out again. Who's in the middle of the ring?
Brody King.
How awesome.
That was great. Very cool. So Julia Hart obviously is affected by the poison, right?
Yes, I think so. I heard she still has the one eye. Yeah. I think she's got some kind of weird Stockholm syndrome.
So I think what happens, you kind of get charmed by the mist.
And, like a snake?
Dude, next week, what if she takes the freaking thing off and her eye is all effed up and it's spreading like Malakai?
I would be very happy with that. And I think would that also would be such a cool little thing for them. But yeah, Brody King, man, that's awesome. Brody King is such a good addition to that locker room because he's a big, aggressive dude who works super crisp. And I do think sometimes like a lot of the guys on this roster need that, like need more of aggression as opposed to the choreography.
Yeah. No,
that's
I agree
just my
with
opinion.
You. Though, no, I agree with you. You know, Pac is also misted, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what if he starts turning and becoming, you know, creepy in the face?
But he's doing an interesting, like, blind guy gimmick with, like, I think, like, tarot cards now.
Maybe
he's joining. There was a couple of promo pictures I saw of him with, like, the raggedy, like, blindfold, which I think is kind of cool. Next up,
he got the mist in both eyes. He got the mist in both eyes. Yeah, now I remember.
Super blinded. So the Acclaimed beat Bear Country, Bear Bronson, and Bear Boulder. Bear Boulder is the big one. Bear Boulder.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And main event, interim TNT championship match. Sammy Guevara with Chris Jericho beat Danny Garcia. Good match, man. I like how they put Sammy in a lot of main events. I feel like this is definitely foreshadowing for the future.
They really are putting in a ton of effort to create new stars. It's evident here. And this is, you know, we talk about, you know, somebody sent me this crazy message. He's like, oh, this is Impact all over again. This is TNA all over again. They'll get all these top, you know, they have WWE guys. They got New Japan guys. Where are they building the talent? I'm like, dude, do you not see what they're doing?
No, they don't.
I'm like, Daniel Garcia is an unknown. Sammy Guevara was an unknown to most wrestling fans. 90% of wrestling fans had no clue who Sammy Guevara was. Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, these are all Bear Bronson, Bear Boulder. I called Bear Bronson's match in
the round. Yeah. A lot of these numbnuts on the internet can't see the forest for the trees when it comes to wrestling.
No,
so
because everybody has their bias, you know. Everybody's very affected by picking a side. I'm like, I don't have a side. I just like good wrestling.
I think it's biased. I think it's just not realizing that you sound like an idiot and you don't get the whole, you're a person that doesn't get the whole story.
I don't get hate watching. It's something I don't do. I don't have enough time in my life to watch something I dislike and then go on the internet and angrily argue with people on why they're wrong for liking something. I think that's so freaking absurd.
Do you think people have a problem with AEW because it's not what they envisioned and people envisioned a mashup of New Japan and ECW?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think it has to do with the fact that it's not what they know.
Interesting. Okay.
It's not what they watch. It's not what they know. Everything. Dude, it's infected. This whole thing has infected everybody's brain, from politics to wrestling to television. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm curious if any other television product community has this, where it's like, oh, you like Big Bang Theory? That sucks. You should like this instead. You know, like, it doesn't.
Well,
you know
people
what?
Have
it
a
did
lot
exist.
Of...
It did exist. You know when? Mad TV versus SNL, right? Wasn't that a thing?
I think that was barely a thing, but I hear you. I think there were some people who really tried to jump on either one's bandwagon, but whatever, man. Just enjoy everything.
I want everybody to be happy. I don't like poo-pooing on anybody's parade.
Yeah,
yours.
You know,
I will poo-poo on your parade.
I know, you're constantly poo-pooing on my parade. You berate me for all the stuff I watch on TV. I'm like, yo, man, I'm about to watch season one of Lost in Space on Netflix, and you're like, why are you watching that shit? You gotta watch The Bachelorette, bro.
Listen, The Gilmore Girls, fantastic show. Lorelai and Rory, I want to know what happens. Lorelai's pregnant. They did that revamp on Netflix.
I'm fascinated. I've always been fascinated by your TV watching.
Oh, you know what it is? I'll always work in the living room, like on my laptop, and my wife is watching TV, like bad TV.
Yeah.
So it's always there. And then you end up I get gaslit into liking the shows.
You know, there's a lot to be said about trash TV. And I have a lot of friends who are just like, yeah, don't talk to me about, a very close friend said this to me. Don't talk to me about good TV. All I do is watch trash television and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, good for them. You know what's fantastic though? The new Dexter. The new season of Dexter was great.
Is Jimmy Smith back?
Who?
Jimmy Smith.
Who's Jimmy Smith?
Jimmy Smith. He was in like season two. Never mind. Forget it. I thought you were a Dexter fan.
I am. I don't know who Jimmy Smith is. Oh, yeah. The attorney. The crazy lawyer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was scary. He's not back. He's dead.
I know. He chopped him up. Everybody's like dead on that show. I kind of want to check that out. I'll go back to it.
You should watch the new one. It's done. The first two episodes are okay. After that, fantastic.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Do you want to go into questions or do you want to do the Rampage lineup for tomorrow night?
I'll do the Rampage lineup and then we'll go into Q&A.
We're getting Adam Cole versus Trent Barretta, Chris Statlander, Red Velvet, Layla Hirsch versus Nyla Rose, Penelope Ford and The Bunny, Sean Spears versus Andrew Everett, and the AEW World Tag Team Championships. On the line, Jurassic Express versus the Dark Order, John Silver and Alex Reynolds. We have the lineup for Dynamite next week on the 19th, intergender match. Adam Cole and Britt Baker versus Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. CM Punk versus Sean Spears. That should be fun. Serena Deeb versus Sky Blue. Cody returns, and Sting and Darby versus the Acclaimed.
Hey, that Cody return. That Cody return. You think it's a little too soon?
I think it's fine. I think Cody is the most tongue-in-cheek, self-aware character on wrestling television, because the guy knows that everybody hates him and that he'll go away and return like 2 weeks later and not give a shit.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right. Let's see what we got here. You want to do questions?
Let's do Q&A, boys and girls. Go ahead. You do the spiel, Rich.
All right, guys. If you want to super chat us, you can send as much as you want. We'll address your questions first. If not, that's cool. We'll get to them eventually. We're going to start it out right here.
I just say one thing, Rich?
Yeah.
Just one thing. I had nothing to do with Hook. This whole Hook debacle. I've been messaged.
Can we openly talk about that?
You could talk about it. I will say I had nothing to do with it.
And okay, I find this hysterical. So on Monday, I believe there was a meme going around.
There was
a send Hook meme, and apparently Hook got sent to a gentleman's club.
He did. He got sent to Sapphire.
He got sent to Sapphire. It is clearly Sapphire's because the video. You know where he is. You know.
Well,
where
you've
he
been
is.
There. You've been there.
I've been there. You had nothing to do with this. I just think it's so funny that this made the rounds. It even made it into the into that Seinfeld meme that's going around.
It did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The craziest part is that Antonio Brown was there on stage at that very moment.
Yes.
No one gave a shit about Antonio Brown.
It was all about that Hook.
All about Hook. Not saying that it could have not been him. I'm not saying anything. I just don't. I had nothing to do with it. That's what I'm saying. I don't want Taz coming after me. I don't want him yelling at me again.
It would be funny that if they both lived in Red Hook together in the same apartment building or wherever, and Hook was like, "Aye, Dad, I'm going to the club. I'll see you later."
I think they're in Long Island. I think they're in like Massapequa.
Hook also looked like he did not want to be bothered.
You know what? Good for that kid. What a good boy. Live your life. Live your dream. You're on TV. Enjoy life.
All right. Enjoy. You ready for these questions?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Batcher 3000, $1.99. Yeah. Good morning, my imaginary playmates. That is
Dude,
true. We
solely I told you.
Exist in your imagination.
On the cover of Latvian Playboy. Me. 1988.
All right. This next one is from Joel Wood, friend of the show, $4.99. Unless one of MLW's attorneys is Jerry McDivitt, I don't see this case lasting very long.
Okay. Jerry's a fantastic attorney. But I know that the narrative is like, well, he beat the federal government. He beat the federal government. But that case, those attorneys were not good. And they really didn't have a case. It was a caseless trial against Vince. They were charging him in the Eastern District of New York for steroid distribution, and he never did that in the Eastern District of New York. They couldn't charge him at the Garden in the Southern District of New York. By the way, if he was charged in the Southern District of New York, I don't believe he would have been not guilty.
Interesting. Okay.
The Southern District never loses. I've learned this. And Connecticut wouldn't touch the case. So, Jerry, listen, if Jerry is representing him, I love this shit, dude. I wanted to be a lawyer in the worst way. So like
really?
I'm so into yeah.
You know, that's I could see you being a lawyer. I could totally see you being a lawyer.
Cheap, like bottom rate attorney.
Like a real shiesty.
On top of a bar, like, I just deal with really bad criminals, DUI cases and really shady criminals.
Oh, you're a public defender.
Public defender. Yeah, that's what I would be.
All right. This is next $5 super chat from Derek Schroeder Schrope, and all he's got to say is Matt Riddle's abs.
Remember when he used to send us his dick pics? Riddle's dick pics constantly.
Oh yeah, man. Derek is the biggest Matt Riddle fan on the planet.
Huge Matt Riddle fan.
He good for him. Let's see. This is from Cadillac Carson, $4.99. Thanks, Cadillac Carson. What do you think of this Forbidden Door idea? Ryback returns, so we finally get Ryback versus Goldberg.
Yes, Cadillac Carson, best username ever on the internet, according to Rich. I would love to see that. I don't know why. Not that it's going to be good. I just want to see that. I don't. Anybody else? Am I a masochist? I don't know.
Is Ryback still like real big and jacked? What if he's just like, you know, regular, like deflated?
No, he's still big and jacked.
Yeah. All right, let's see. This is $4.99 from Joel Wood here. They made Wardlow look like a joke. Punk took 8 power bombs. He should have been carted out of the arena, not rolling Wardlow up for a pin.
Yeah, I mean, they could have even carted him out of the arena after he went for the pin, you know, further continue it.
See, I think in terms of like kayfabe and wrestle speak, guys like Punk are booked on a different level. Where in Japan, let's say, Punk would have like legendary fighting spirit, right? Or something like nonsense like that. I think that's the same thing applies here. Like, yeah, Punk can take 8 power bombs because he's CM Punk, right? Like, if it was anybody else on that roster, like Brian Pillman, they would have done an ambulance angle, right?
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
What happened?
I don't know. You tell me. No, you're the one who's in charge of the internet.
No, you gotta go to the next one.
Okay. you didn't say anything after I said the Pillman thing.
That was it.
All right. This is supposed to be a give and take, Andy.
Sorry, man. I had nothing to give.
All I do is give. All right. Another $9.99 from Joel Wood. Johnny Gargano put a shirt on sale for PWTs, but he said it was only for 2 weeks. Do you think it's because he's returning to WWE knowing he wouldn't be able to do pro wrestling tees, or he's going to AEW in Cleveland?
I think if he was going to AEW, he would keep the shirt on. Maybe it's just a sale. That has been awfully quiet, the Johnny Gargano stuff, to me.
Yes.
So I find that interesting. When things are quiet, it means something's always going to happen. So I don't... I know somebody had mentioned that he didn't want to return until the baby, you know, till after the baby.
Rapper.
The baby, yeah. Little baby, and the baby, the baby, the rapper. So I don't know. What do you think, Rich?
You know what? I don't know. I feel like that's something that hasn't been talked about. You know, why now? Why not later? I feel like later is okay. Later, you let him recharge a bit, let him be a dad for a little bit, and then boom, big return somewhere. Work him into, if it's going to be AEW, why not work him into BET before he debuts, you know?
Yeah.
Next up, from That Bean, would Brock versus Reigns main event the Saudi show? Big thumbs up to my favorite Queens guys. P.S. Deebs displayed great sociology skills versus Sheeta. Couldn't agree more.
Great sociology. Would Brock? Yeah, I think so, right? That would be the main event.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Do you think the Saudis could handle that main event?
Too much meat, man. Oh, they would all just lose their minds. So big dude. They love Roman Reigns. They love Brock Lesnar.
You know what I would love to see? I would love to see WWE start doing some kind of like rope work, like old Kung Fu movies, where you don't see the ropes, but like the match starts out with Roman Reigns doing like a 40-foot Superman punch, and he's just on like a harness.
Just coming in from the ramp, like up top? Just flying
coming in from the ramp. Yeah, like he jumps, and it's like this 40-foot Superman punch, and it just looks insane.
Fantastic.
And they edit that shit out later. All right, let's see. This is from Lenny Banner on Twitch. Given how over Hook is, do they hold off on Hook winning the TNT title until Revolution, or do it sometime next month to strike while the iron is hot?
No. This has to be a nice, slow build. Take Hook, have him win every week, do those 3-minute matches. I don't like quick, nice. I think the display is going to be him and what's his name? And Marshall.
That's going to be good.
I think that's going to be a nice like display of what he could do for an extended period. Dude, you got to listen. He's young, 22, 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. You don't need to do anything right now. Let him slowly get there, you know?
Yeah, keep that fire burning, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't put a title on him because that means that he has to lose eventually. What if they do like a crazy long record with him?
Like undefeated Hook, like
yeah.
400 matches or something.
Yeah,
shit?
Yeah. Start doing like an undefeated streak. Put the FTW title on him. He doesn't care about the world title, dude. He doesn't care about the TNT title. F that. That's boring to him. He wants F the world.
You think they're gonna make Hook into Goldberg?
I would love him, but yeah, and I want him to get big like Goldberg too.
what are the, oh, they can't do this anymore, but like some kind of resurrection ECW title. I guess it's the FTW title.
FTW
right?
title. There you go.
All right. Next up, this is from Pratik. Is there any chance Omos wins the Royal Rumble?
No. Zero. Zero chance of
no?
that.
No? You don't think so?
No.
All right.
Not now. I mean, who knows? A couple of years if he gets over.
Let's see. This is from Vash Vardhan. Do you guys think they stopped airing Veer Mon vignettes because he was getting over by himself and they didn't want it to, just like Rusev Day?
I'm going to tell you something. You guys want a little secret?
Mm-hmm. You're Veer.
No one gives a shit about Veer.
Are you sure?
It's a meme online.
I think
he's not going to get over. It's not going to work. I will eat my shoe if it works.
No.
How about that?
You know what? I think Veer is the WWE version of Hook in a weird way. And I got an idea for bets for you.
Yeah, give me.
Because you're not, like, listen, you've lost a ton of shit. You haven't eaten any apparel yet.
What have I lost? I didn't lose anything.
You know, you lost a couple of things. And, you know, you promised eating your shoe, eating your shirt, eating your hat, whatever. You know what I think you should do?
What?
And you have to agree to this because I think it would be great and hilarious. I think you have to, if you lose this next one, you have to shave your mustache into a thin John Waters mustache.
No. Oh, fancy. Yes.
And fancy. Get rid of the beard.
No, because, listen, I can never do it.
We all know that you'll grow that shit back in 2 days, dude.
I would look like an uncomfortable Frenchman.
All you gotta do is concentrate like real hard and your facial hair will grow back. I've seen you do it.
Like that look, I just grew like a half an inch. I will never shave this beard off. No money in the world.
Guys, you don't know this, but when Andrew should clean shave, he'll clean shave in the morning, and then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he'll FaceTime me, and then he'll do like some kind of like super cyan thing, and the beard just grows back.
It's an ability I engraved in me.
Right before my very eyes. Can you do that, please? Can you shave like next time you lose something, I want to see you in a thin mustache.
The stakes have to be super high. Okay. Like, what's in it for me? You know what I mean?
If
I'm right.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, guys, can anybody listening to this think of something? The stakes and the outcome. What is so great that would get Andrew to shave his entire face except for a pencil thin mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love this.
Give me a good one.
Supersonic X, when will Asuka return? Everyone says she'll be back by the Women's Rumble match.
She should be cleared now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I think she'd be great. And I think she'd be a great, you know, I want to see her and Becky.
Yes.
Because remember, Becky handed the title to her when she left a year or so ago. So this would be cool to see. And I think that's a nice, natural feud for the two.
Yes, I agree with that. This is from Mark H. The final Raw before the Rumble is in Toledo, Ohio. Do y'all think WWE will pack that show with Lesnar, Edge, Beth, and maybe even Roman?
Yeah, it's a go-home show, I would imagine. They always want to pack those go-homes.
This is from Connor Augenstein. This is an interesting question. At what point does Punk start putting guys over?
Huh. So, what is he, 9-0 now?
I think his presence in the ring with these guys is putting them over. The guy took 8 power bombs from friggin' Wardlow yesterday.
But he's going to lose eventually, right?
Yeah, he's going to have a losing streak.
It has to be a big loss. So it could be, you know, he challenges Hangman and he loses to Hangman. What does that say? That says a lot about Hangman. He beat Danielson and he beat Punk.
I think they're going to, with Punk and his losses, as a fan, I think it's going to be a 50-50 eventually when it's him versus Danielson. He's going to lose his first match to Danielson.
You know, to think about this, Punk, Omega's going to come back in March-ish, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Mox is coming back soon.
Yes.
They're going to grab some of these guys, whether it's Joe or I keep saying it has to be Keith Lee. I think Keith Lee will be a big star in that company.
Okay.
You know, like think about these bizarre matches you're eventually going to see. You're going to see Punk and Danielson.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see Punk and Omega.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Omega and Mox.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to see Malakai and Punk.
Yeah, dude, like, the dream matches are kind of endless, and they already have, like, if you look at that landscape, they have their pay-per-view main events for the next 3 years, right?
And they do them well, and you know, kudos to them. I mean, there's a lot of, listen, AEW is not perfect whatsoever. There's, you know, I watch it, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not a big fan of that, or sometimes things don't connect, but they're very good at delivering those big matches and not disappointing mm-hmm. you. Because I don't think I've been disappointed in a big time, you know, big pay-per-view match or a big time TV match, other than the ring not blowing up, but that's nobody's fault.
Mm-hmm.
How absurd does that sound to someone that has never listened to wrestling and they just clicked over right now?
Oh, the ring didn't blow up.
What the hell is he talking about?
Let's move on here. This is from Bastisaurus on Twitter. How do you book the AEW tag team division from here? Give me your next two champions. It's a good question.
Next two champions would be who? Well, you could do Malakai and Brody
sure.
King. Do you think they should have changed his name?
No.
Keep it as Brody King?
Keep it as Brody King. Who do you think would be the next? I'm gonna say FTR.
Okay.
And after FTR, I have a feeling it's going to end up being Best Friends. And they're going to have a feud with Red Dragon and the Bucks. Like, that whole thing.
Red Dragon could be, yeah, Red Dragon's a good tag team. What if Punk and Danielson team up?
Dude.
Yeah, I know you want that. I do, too.
I want
to see that tag team. Yeah, man.
I want heel Punk and heel Danielson as tag champs.
So... There's a question in the chat or a statement saying that, hey, people are saying that they're going to be taping SmackDown in Saudi Arabia as well as the pay-per-view. Is that true? So I don't know, because when I asked about that, I was told that most likely they're going to tape it the week before earlier.
Mm.
But there was somebody, the person that told me this, and by the way, who told me this, they're in Saudi Arabia. Told me
oh,
that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and they work with, I guess, something something PR something something, right? They had said that
sounds legit.
They were thinking about doing Monday in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So I don't know. Again, I'm not reporting that. I don't know it to be true. I don't want to put anything out there that's not true. I'm just saying I don't know what it is. I had not heard SmackDown, but I had heard Monday.
That is very interesting. I, you know, like, that might be easier for them, so they don't have to rush after like that long, like take that long flight. That's a huge,
yeah,
huge travel day for these guys.
Yeah. It's not easy, that travel.
Let's see. This is from Andrea on Twitter. Do you think it's a possibility that the 6 to 8 week injury timeline for Sasha was exaggerated and she makes a surprise number 30 entrant in the Rumble? By the Rumble, it would be 4 weeks since she got injured.
Yeah, very possible. Yeah,
I think she went to film some Mandalorian, to be honest.
No, but she is hurt. She did hurt her leg, right?
Is she? I feel like they did the same thing when she went to film Star Wars the last time. They said she was hurt. Oh, we don't know what's going to happen.
Hey, Rich, people broke that story. We did.
Oh, that's right. Andrew Zarian of the Mat Men podcast.
No, you were
all things professional
in that.
Wrestling.
Involved in
that. I was there. I was in the room when it happened.
You were a Star Wars boy.
I am a Star Wars boy. Yeah. Let the record show. I can't believe you're not a Star Wars guy.
Man, I've tried.
I know. I bring this up every week. I think
I thought Mandalorian's
every week
very
the past
good.
4 weeks.
I watched like four episodes.
Watch the rest of them. They're very awesome.
I can't get into something. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a lot for me to start a new TV show.
Are you at that age where you're like, I like what I like and that's it? I have no room for anything else.
No, no, no. I have plenty of room. I don't have time in my day. That's the thing.
Okay. Okay.
I wish I did.
That's fair. Fair enough.
When
it's
I get
tough,
home,
man,
you know what I do? I'm going to tell you, dude. When I get home, I get stoned uh-huh. after work.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I have a glass of wine with my wife, and we just uh-huh. watch YouTube videos. That's what we do.
The Bachelorette. 90 Day Fiancé.
We watch like videos on YouTube. We watch TikTok a lot on our TV.
Uh-huh.
We go on TikTok, on the TV, on the Fire TV, and then okay. we just chill. That's it.
Yeah, that sounds nice. This is a big content drop this week because I like to watch a lot of stuff. Let's see. We got... There we go. This is from Winnie on Twitter. Do you think Mickey's appearance in the Rumble is the start of more crossover work with WWE and Impact, or just a one-off?
I would hope so. I think it's always cool when they do stuff like that. You know, it's something. It's the beginning of something, and I hope it's successful, and I hope they realize that this is something cool to do. I can't remember the last time WWE worked with a U.S.-based promotion that was not affiliated with them in any way. Probably had to do with that NWA invasion storyline.
Interesting.
With Jeff Jarrett.
Your favorite wrestler.
My favorite wrestler. King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett. I can't believe he's wrestling in GCW.
I think Jeff Jarrett has like a weird thing where his wrestling superpower is whenever something is taking off or has taken off, he'll inject himself in it.
Listen, man, he was in the Bullet Club.
He was in the Honorary Bullet Club.
Honorary Bullet Club member. And I think he just got confused. He thought it was GFW, Global Force Wrestling.
Oh, dude.
He's like, wait a minute. I'm in the wrong building.
Remember when that was a thing?
That was so mucky. I've never seen something be so mucky in my life.
Didn't Goldberg spear Festus Anderson Gallows at City Field?
Was it Goldberg?
I think it was Goldberg. I think it was Goldberg spearing Gallows and like the outdoor thing. And that was like really it, you know, because that was like half of the guys in that roster were in Impact and the other half weren't even on that roster anymore. I think they were like signed to WWE.
Yeah. You know, that was so weird. And like that whole like merger and the sale and the acquisition, it was going to become GF. Global Force Wrestling, and then it didn't, and then the Smashing Pumpkin guy came in.
Billy Corgan,
yeah.
So that's kind of an interesting thing. Like now, what, tell me, Andrew, what is the difference between a Jeff Jarrett, who's been in this business forever, who, you know, like he's probably got like some money in the bank, versus a Tony Khan, who kind of comes in after establishing like all these relationships with these people and make something like that is big box office. Like what's the difference between the two guys?
The zeros at the end of that bank account.
Or is Jeff Jarrett like just too carny to
do? It's a different mindset. Yeah. You know? I think you're right. I think it's a combination of both. I think the money that you need to start something like this is astronomical. You know, Jeff Jarrett did have, who was the country star that was Toby Keith? Toby Keith was going to dump a bunch of money in and it didn't work. Listen, I think I always said the problem with Impact, the TNA, was that it was always, no matter how many cool things they did, it was always this offshoot of the worst of WCW.
It had that stank on it, for sure.
It had, and AEW is the opposite. They have the stink of like the positive of WCW, right?
And New Japan, and New ROH, and PWG, you know?
So I always found it interesting. It was the optics. They had like silly booking things. It was very Attitude Era-esque, you know, it just didn't evolve. And then the whole, you know, they tried to compete with WWE and that fell apart.
Yeah. All very interesting. We got one more super chat and then do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
All right. This is from Joel Wood, another $4.99, bud. Thank you. Bray Wyatt, Karrion Kross, Jeff Hardy, Keith Lee. Do you see any of those four returning to WWE in 2022? If so, which one?
Out of all of them, I would say Jeff Hardy has the best chance of returning.
I'm going to say Bray Wyatt. I think the jury's still out on the guy.
Okay. It could be Bray.
Jeff is interesting because he's the prodigal son of WWE. And I feel like in 2 years he could come back. But Matt did say that he wants to end his career with Jeff in AEW.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think Jeff will always return at some point. I don't think Keith Lee's going to come back. I think he realized how they messed him up, you know, the momentum he had. I think Karrion won't be coming back. The Bray stuff is bizarre to me still. The whole thing about Bray Wyatt leaving, that is one of the strangest... You know, it's only strange because of the narrative that it was a budget cut, right? Because that is right. that is complete nonsense. That's such a BS, right. you know, public relations story that it was a budget cut. And I get it. Listen, you don't want to expose what the reason would be. Mm. It could be a number of things, and you're doing it somewhat to protect the talent by not going into details on why someone is released.
Right.
You know, like, but, you know, 2022, the internet is very different. You can't just put out a blanket press release and be like, oh, budget cuts, and then just everybody's going to believe it. People want to know more. Right. So we'll find out, you know, in soon.
Yeah. Who knows, man? Like, who knows where Wyndham Rotunda is going to show up?
Yeah. I think that's it, guys. Is that it?
Looks like that's it.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This was a lot of fun. Do us a favor. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Twitter. Mattman Podcast on Twitter. Mattman Podcast on Instagram. BTC Rich for Rich. Follow him. Andrew Zarian. We're on Wrestling Observer. Hey, I'm doing Wrestling Observer Live this Sunday. I host it every Sunday. Also, we're Live Pal every Tuesday with Denise Salcedo. Hollywood Denise Salcedo and Garrett Gonzalez. And Rich, you do another podcast. You do a couple podcasts. Go into it.
I do a couple podcasts. So the new season of Behind the Counter 2.0 is coming up soon. I'm working on some interviews. We're going to throw them out hopefully within the next couple of weeks. And I also do Film Class Zeros with my buddy Alex. You can check us out on Film Class Zeros on iTunes. We talk about movies. I believe the next drop is Monday, which is Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, I love that movie.
Great movie. We're going to do a comparison with that movie and Prince of Thieves, which is they're kind of the same movie.
Robin Hood Men in Tights and Prince of Thieves. Yeah, they are kind of the same movie.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very cool. Guys, that's it for this week. We'll see you all later. Take care.